Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is dive, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last an eye, my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
All right, this is the way we'll work this out right now. Since we started off with Kill Say Mars with the theme song, let me welcome you all to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 31 already. That M period, A period, N period. The Al Porter Man in the Street, Music Activism News, that's an abbreviation, the acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music or blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or commercial, send it MP3 format only to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I'm looking at all my phone callers. So before I tell everybody the different programs they can listen on radio and everything like that, I'll just give you three disclaimers and events coming up, and then I'll go to my phone callers since I have about five of you all on the line. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear, or you can always hit the replay once it's posted. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk. You might just be listening on the line. But I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind anyway, and if you can't talk, let's say you're at work, family, function, what have you. You can just stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can call back and press 1. Now, this is what we'll do before I go to my phone callers, because if I don't do this next thing, I won't do it. So I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, a top 10, but I will give you two honorable mentions, two things that have come into the horizon. So you could say the top 12. Number 12, special book signing by author Bonita Batchelor, this coming Saturday, August the 6th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on the grounds of Pentecostal Church of New Antioch, 1251 East 67th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Please come out to purchase and support Pastor Bonita Batchelor. And the book is called The Way Out of Darkness. That's number 12. Number 11, reaching the horizon. And these two things will probably rise into the top 10 because there are a few things in this top 10 that we haven't even gotten to. That won't be there next week. It won't be. But number 11, House of Refuge Worship Center, the 8th Annual Youth Event Community Explosion, John F. Kennedy, Frederick Douglass Rec Center, 15401 Miles Road, August the 6th. That's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, praise dancer, choir, music, games, bounce house, youth open mic, quartet gospel, singing, free school supplies, and free book bags while supplies last, and much, much more. Youth speaker, Pastor Georgette Scott. Numbers are 216-303-1615, 216-323-3237. All right, let's get to the top 10 if we can for this. All right, so number 10 spot because of promotions. What's upcoming this Saturday? The community business meeting before the THA on Facebook, the Black Talk Table. That's BWE Entertainment. Number nine. Definitely. Instead of a state of crime event, they'll be focusing on the state of reggae. And we'll have a special speaker this coming Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. Number eight, we have Facebook. It's the Roe v. Wade rally and march against Ohio, HB 704, that outlaws abortion in Ohio. It'll be a march and a rally. It will happen at 2079 East 9th Street tomorrow. That's International Women's Day March Cleveland. Duration about 2 hours. So 5 o'clock, people will gather outside. Small rally. Really, it's 10 minutes to 5, and then people will go in around 5:10 to speak. The event has been set as Ohio House Bill 704 was introduced by Republican lawmakers in Ohio on July 11, 2022. If successful, it would outlaw abortion in Ohio absent the life of outside of the Cuyahoga County Administration Building. Cleveland against this bill and in support of resources being offered by County Executive Armand Budish behind this bill and overturning of Roe v. Wade on June 24, 2022. Be there, please. And that will be led by Kathy Ray Coleman, International Women's Day March Cleveland. So that's gotten a lot of attention. Number seven. It was okay, moving up. And it moved up from last week. It was Sharice and Miss Angel's birthday parties on the east side and west side with food, live DJs. Sheriff Kilroy did a video shoot. All right, and that happened over the weekend, last Friday and Saturday. Moving up, number six, the Moores government meeting, which happened last Thursday. Marquana and Ebony, plus the Moore's president, was live via online. He answered questions. It was a food drive, cake, cookies, family to family. She led a lot of events and activities for children, even on instruments. Number five, moving up. Last Wednesday, it was Nathaniel Martin, East Cleveland City Council president. His birthday celebration was at the East Cleveland Public Library with a lot of powerful guests who came through. Number four, moving up, was the Caravan of Love to Buffalo, which happened last Saturday. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, BWA, BBCI, Knowledge Youth Organization, BMA, Proprietor E&T, Dantez Taylor. They took supplies and goods all the way to Buffalo. Yeah, that's kind of big in our region. That was a multi-hour, even AYD was a part of that. Number three, debuting, of course, the Glenville Festival. That was major. Number two debuting, 10K Street Dance Movement. Friday, Saturday, Severance Music Center workshops. It ended yesterday at Red Lion Tattoo, East 40th in St. Clair. You had DJs HTS and Ballhead Fred. You had Graf, Break Dancing, Cleveland Underground Music Radar covered it. Historian Jay Koo, people from Akron and out of the states came through. Sheriff Kilroy video shoot for Hip Hop for Life. It was free food. So what could have been number one? Debuting because of how big it was. Yes, it was. Anytime you get legendary Frankie Beverly and Maze coming through town, yeah, That's it. Let's go to my first phone caller at the 216. Let's make sure I get it right. Everybody have your thoughts together. I appreciate you for calling in because the Creator allows this show to be in existence. So with that being said, I'm starting off with 216-303. You're first at bat. 216 phone line 303. How are you doing? 216-303. You're on live.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Who am I talking to?
This is Pastor George S. Scott. You said 303?
Oh, yes. And so with that being said, I kind of know who you may be, but everybody else out there needs to know who you are. So with that being said, didn't I call your name out earlier about an event coming up this coming Saturday?
Yes, the 8th annual youth event.
Tell us about the 8th annual youth event. How important is it? Talk to us because I'll be there also doing something for a couple of minutes. Tell me, what's going on?
Yes, the House of Refuge Worship Center will be presenting their 8th annual youth event, which is a community explosion, which will be at Frederick Douglass Recreation Center, 15401 Miles Road, August the 6th. And it's going to be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. We are giving away free book bags, free food, and free school supplies while supplies last. I am hosting it. I am Pastor Georgette Scott of the House of Refuge Worship Center. I'm looking for all to come out and be a blessing to the community, just trying to keep the community in unity.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a question. People will say, that's dumb to ask, but I want to know from your standpoint, so I'm asking you, why? Why are you reaching out for the youth? Why are you having this Saturday? Why?
The youth right now is in a great need of prayer, a great need of support from the community. It takes a community to raise a youth.
I hear you. I do. And with that being said, please let me know how long and what has been able to keep you doing this for 8 years.
When God first gave me this vision, that's what kept it going. If God wouldn't have gave me this vision, it wouldn't have been 8 years. But I thank God for giving me this vision to reach out to the youth. And with that being said, I've been doing it in every different communities. We have did it on the 164th in Kansas. It was in Miles Heights. It was on the road at Carruth Park. And we're just moving right along in different communities because that was the instructions that God had given to me.
Wait. Following God's instruction. You know, I might ask you another question or two, but we won't get off track because before we leave off of this telephone interview, I'm going, of course, ask you for the address, what's going on, but I want to ask you to at least tell us about your church services, where they're located, how long you've been doing it.
Due to the pandemic, church services now is being held on virtual. We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook Live, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere where we can get the word out to the community.
Excellent. So what's the time frame? How do we catch you on a Facebook Live and all that good stuff?
At 1 p.m. is my worship service. Monday is at 6 p.m. for Bible study. Thursday is 1 hour power of prayer.
I can appreciate
mm-hmm.
Okay. So I appreciate that information. Once again, can you let us know the name of the church?
House of Refuge Worship Center.
Got you. And again, where should we be this coming Saturday?
This Saturday, you should be nowhere other than at the Frederick Douglass Recreation Center, and that's the new recreation center that sits next to the John F. Kennedy High School, which is located at 15401 Miles Road, which is August the 6th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I thank you so much. I do. And my thing is, okay, I appreciate that. And so my thing is, thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday. I had an excellent experience when I was at House of Refuge itself, and I look forward to seeing this and the youth in person. So thank you again for inviting all of us to be out and be a part.
And I thank you for having me online today. May God bless each and every one of you, and I hope to see you at 15401 Miles Road, celebrating the 8th Annual Youth Event at the House of Refuge Worship Center. God bless you all.
Likewise. Peace. And I can appreciate that message in itself. I'm going to move along because I have enough phone callers here to last me a little while. So let's go to 216-551. 216-551. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm excellent. And you?
I'm doing great. Wait a minute. Who am I talking to?
Tanisha.
You know, you stay so busy. You do. You stay extremely busy. Tell me. Well, wait a minute. Now, Music Activism News is Al Porter, Man in the Street. So the streets were saying that you were doing your best to have some sort of event on September the 11th. What's the name of your event?
It's called Power in Your Dance Ministry.
Okay. And the reason that I was saying that is this coming evening, because, you know, I heard about it in the streets and I talked to a few people, and September 11th was an open day at 15415 Kipling Avenue with a 44110. That's Cleveland, Ohio. That location is open for you. So
Thank you.
No problem. So with that being said, talk to me about what can we expect and what's the time frame. Yeah, what can we expect?
On September the 11th, 2022, we're going to have a blast.
Okay.
Power in Your Dance is to release us all. What's so great about it, I am inviting leaders to participate in this ministry. I was confused on how were we leading our nation without putting our Father first. So Power in Our Dance is a ministry that is going to allow us to experience all type of music, but actually heal us, allow us to receive blessings, to be able to be free, to allow leaders to see where they can grow at. So it's a growing ministry for all of us, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So that's what I love about Power in Your Dance Ministry.
Wow. Okay. And so far, I know you're not expecting people to just stand around or sit. You're asking people to dance. So we might only throw out just a few chairs for some seniors and others, but I know this is a dancing experience that will be outside. So what can we expect on that day?
Al Porter, I don't think nobody's going to want to sit down. I'm just being honest.
That's what we talked about. We said we're going to put those chairs. We're going to hide those chairs that day outside. We hide them. Now continue on.
I just really don't. When I say I worship so much that I could be in a bad mood, anything could be going wrong, and all I have is my worship to pick up. I turn on my music. I get to move. And when I move, when I say God, do all types of things, I don't even have to speak is always a go. When I say, when I introduce this ministry, every single individual that I asked to assist me with it, no one said no, because everyone knew that this was a needed ministry.
Mm.
I want individuals to know there's other music that can make us feel good than club music that allow us to misbehave in many different ways. So this music here is not just going to make us move, but I promise you, when I say breakthrough in our city, in our land, this is what I'm expecting on 9-1-1. And I love that day because we had a tragedy years ago. And to break through on this day, God is going to be so pleased. When I say God is going to be so pleased, he's going to be pleased.
Then I appreciate that. I thank you. And before I get off the phone, what time?
2:30 p.m.
Okay. I thank you. And I even know that one of the people that you talked about performing, Joseph Motley Jr., I think that's an excellent choice. So I thank you so much. May you stay blessed, highly favored, and I'm looking forward to promoting that as it comes through. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone have a wonderful night, and I speak nothing but blessings into all of us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. As we proceed to continue, 216-347. 216-347. Talk to us. Who am I talking to? What's going on?
Rico Dancer, the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty decent, Rico Dancy. And I appreciate the fact that you said it. President of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. So what's going on with you this evening?
First, I want to say my condolences to Mary Bibb from Lucy's grandmother on this past Saturday, who's 93 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the first thing I want to say? First thing I want to do. So, the book, LA is writing the book. We'll have an event this coming Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. It'll be this coming Saturday.
And they thought about having access if they have someone who's deaf or deaf blind come there.
I'm pretty certain of that.
Okay.
That
because
they'll
most
be
churches,
comfortable. So.
Most churches do not want to buy interpreter service access for citizens who are deaf, hard of hearing. They will leave. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're telling the truth on that. Even though this is a book signing and it might not be that much that going on in regards, a lot of church services don't have during their, I'll say Sundays, and now that I think about it, on a lot of Saturday services I've gone to, you don't see that enough. Talk to me, Rico.
So, what we see, what the deaf person will, if the deaf person comes to church and they don't see no interpreter, like, let's say if the pastor said, do we have a first-time visitor?
Mm-hmm.
If a person is deaf, can't hear nothing, they'll look around and they'll give a leave.
Right.
I've seen that many times. And also, I'm going to run for the ANC commissioner in D.C. It's called the AAC Commission, okay? So, and I said to run for another political office, okay? So, and I'm still concerned about the interpreter service at City Council in Cleveland and the mayor. Interpreter service, okay? So the only time we see him have an interpreter was the State of the Union address, the State of the Union address.
Right.
And City Council member for 770 House have a deaf school in her ward.
Ooh.
Called Wilson. Why is she not providing access? Why is she not providing interpreter service? Why she's not down at City Hall fighting for the people, like she said she cared for? The highest people who voted is the people who got a disability. They're the one who turned out the highest vote in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that in September, it's Deaf Awareness Month, and I will be down at City Council.
Good.
Raising hell to make sure that these people who are elected is held accountable to the foot of the law. You know? Yeah. We do something, they hold us accountable, right?
Yes, they do.
So, if they can hold us accountable, we should hold them accountable. So, okay?
I appreciate
so if
that.
If he's fighting for the deaf, the blind, if she says she's fighting for citizens, right? What about the deaf? The deaf folks, the blind. I mean, come on. If she's on, she forgot she got elected by the people for the people. We're not gonna put such only for this group of people. You fighting for the whole city of Cleveland. Let's be true. And the mayor needs to start putting something in these black neighborhoods, not only for the whites. Tell it like it is. You only care for the west side. What about the east side of Cleveland? Tell the truth. You know, when I tell the truth, they always get mad. And
yeah, they do.
And I really don't care who gets mad, because at the end of the day, they work for me, just like law enforcement work for who?
Mm-hmm.
The people. They don't work for. I mean, when they take out the eye test, I lie patient every 2 weeks, who they work for? They work for you. They don't work for
yes.
me. They don't work for Rico. They work for the citizen who pays the taxes. That means we might well hire them because you've been paid under my tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Yep. And before I go, I want to say thank you for what you said. I believe that from now on, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, that means whoever may be listening, or if they have it built into their computers or even the phone service, if you go to a church service, be it in a mosque, temple, building, and they don't have something, don't just leave. Please file a complaint on that so that people can start to, especially in worship service, start to get that right. Thank you so much, Rico, for the phone call.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you. Oh, I sure will. The reason I'll have a great day, believe it or not, is because you all are making my show just flow. And you all are living up to what I said. There are people who don't press that one key to talk, but it does not matter to me, because I'm going to come to the phone line to see what's on your mind. Just because I want to know. So let's go to that 216-538. 216-538. You've been patient. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, we've been blessed.
Hey.
Al?
Yes. Let me tell you something before you say anything else. I know who this is. This is Cowboy. We call him DJ Cowboy, the backyard music man, but he'll tell you, I ain't no DJ. I'm just your backyard music man featuring Miss Pulse Points. But I know that the state of the inner city address was moved for a week from Wednesday to make sure all the information can be given out, because it would have been a state of crime address. I know it's been moved, but with that being said, tell me some of the other things that you all do or are getting into.
Oh, yes. Well, And the thing we have done, we did a sweet 16 birthday party.
Right.
Now we get ready to do, remember where you sent, you had Joe Panisky come out for the Wilderness from the Heat.
Oh, yeah, Joe Panisky, because I remember that. He interviewed you, and there was a senior lady there.
Yes, yes. Miss Medley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having a 99th birthday coming up August 10th. And we giving her a 99th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Monica and I. And we'd like for you and Art to come out and to give a few kind words for her. And I would like for you to send him out again.
Mm-hmm.
For her a happy birthday for her 99th birthday.
Okay.
Joe Packinette, if you can. It would be very much appreciated.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Sure,
and
we'll
I'm
going
to turn you over
that.
To
good evening, Mr. Porter.
Okay.
Good evening, fam. We're going to be there this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what's
bless.
That?
Damn grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Looking so forward to Wednesday. You know what we do. We're going to suit up, show up, and show out.
Right. I think it's Black. Being moved to a week from Wednesday, but you're still welcome to come out at 7:30 because Brother Art has a lot of other components to add with it, but go right ahead and continue talking.
A week from Wednesday. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking forward to this special event to be a blessing to Miss Medley.
Yes.
It's an honor and a privilege. Thank you so very much for having our back. Thank you. Here's Cowboy.
No problem.
Yes, so we'll be there Wednesday. I'm going to set up. And we're going to do what he want us to do, as I do always.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to boogie-woogie afterwards.
All right, I'm going to hold you to
it.
I thank you so much.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. We apologize that we missed your video, you know, but you know one thing?
Mm-hmm.
That Down with the Cowboy is going viral. It reached Washington.
Mm.
It reached Washington. It reached Vegas. Hey,
oh,
I told you, it's going viral, bro.
Thank you so much for that. It was an honor to make that song.
And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I played it. I guarantee Mo told you. I told you.
We got a few more things to come up, so definitely keep on working, you all. May you all stay blessed.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, see you Wednesday with Bell, though.
No problem. We will talk with you all. I appreciate everything. I have about 5 other phone callers, so we're going to get you all out and done so that everybody has a chance to say something, including 216-412, 216-412. How are you doing out there?
This is a prior to ENT service announcement. Come on, break.
Okay.
Yo. Got pit bull puppies for sale. Got pit bull puppies for sale. Going for the 500. I said they going for the 500. Yeah, they going for the 500. It's cool, but it's for sale. Go Zoe, go Zoe, go Zoe, go Zoe. That's a mama, that's a mama.
216-270 going once. 216-270 going twice. 216-270 going thrice. Yep, you were just calling to listen. I got you. Appreciate that. Let's see what's going on with that 216-471. 216-471.
Amen. Hello.
Yes, what's going on?
Oh, praise the Lord. Nothing much. Just hoping and praying that, that the world would be better if we don't have these guns and all of this other going on, you know, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if people would give their lives to God and take the time to train up their children. The Bible says to train up a child where he should go. And when he gets old, he will not depart from it.
That's
Proverbs,
right.
You know, 20th chapter of Proverbs, you know. And if the parents, and you know, will take the time to bring the church on, you know, where they can grow and everything, you know, the world would be better.
Because
back in our days, you know, I was made to go to church.
Amen.
And you couldn't do nothing until you go to church.
Yeah,
and those
that's
were
true.
The days.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's changed now.
That's
too
true.
Many folks these days ain't taking time for their children because they too busy out there on drugs and out there party, drinking and on, carrying on, and ain't living right. And having babies everywhere. And can't raise.
So true.
You know. And then growing up whipping their parents. That's bad too.
Ooh-wee. Tell the truth.
I'm telling you. It's no discipline like it was in our day.
And there was discipline. Yes, it was.
Back in our day, it was, honey.
Yes, it was.
And if you didn't do right, let me tell you something. Not only your parents got on your butt, let me tell you something. Other people jumped in and got on you.
So did. That's true.
They jumped on you, honey, and told on you right there. Then when you got home, you had another one coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
When you got in that door, honey. By all means, now they calling, they got that stupid law that you can't whip a child. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You better discipline them, you know, because the Bible says for them to grow in grace to receive the wisdom and knowledge. You better discipline them, you know.
Hey.
Or else,
I'm going to ask you this. Before I go to some of the other phone callers out there, what church home is yours?
I go to the Light of Life Ministries on Mayfield, Pastor Kathy Brown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. And do me a favor. Please don't be a stranger to our program.
Amen. Mm-mm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Listen, and I have a ministry, Church of Gospel Divine is my ministry.
How can we find it or get in touch with you?
You can call me.
Okay.
At 471-8330, area code 216.
Thank you for that. It's greatly appreciated.
Yes.
And I appreciate the phone callers that I'm coming through so that I can do my best to get the rest of the phone callers, at least three or four. Before we get out of here, let's go to this 216. I see it popping back up, 216-270. 216-270.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Dontez Taylor.
Hey, I'm doing excellent. What's on your mind, Dontez?
I thank you for the experience of going down to Buffalo Saturday. It just passed. It was very touching. It put me in tears.
Wow. Buffalo trip put you in tears.
When we went over to the where they got shot at or whatever happened, wherever they put him in, and it was very touching. And everything else.
Thank you very much. What else is going on?
Yes, coming up. I can't remember, but I thought Cowboy Nation was going to announce their event that they was having on Saturday.
Oh, okay. What's going on Saturday?
The 6th and the 7th, Cowboy Nation supposed to have a real burn-off, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that'll be changed over, but go ahead and tell me what else is going on for your event.
They changed that over. They canceled it.
Making it bigger and better.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was this week.
I would have loved for it to have been this weekend, but tell me what else is happening.
The House of Refuge Worship Center.
Okay.
Come on up to Frederick Douglass Recreation Center on Harvard. Not Harvard. Miles. Right.
Yep.
Right. It's right there. It's right there by the new John F. Kennedy High School. And they're supposed to be having a back to school event. And they got all kinds of, she's trying to give away $200 book bags.
Okay.
And she got all kinds of performances. She got Fat Boy and Family and Friends gonna be there. She got some praise dancers. She got the Heavenly Angels Choir gonna be singing. She got some vendors. She got face painting. She got the fire trucks coming. And she got all kinds of things. And this is, and her name is Georgia Scott, and that's my second pastor. If you want to be in this event, call her at 216-303-1615. Tell her come on out and join us at this event. It's the biggest event in the city of Cleveland. We ready to rock it. We're at a rocking on Miles. Yes, we are at the Frederick Douglass Recreation Center. This is the brand new Recreation Center for World War I. This is and John F. Kennedy is a brand new school for World War I. And we're going to rock it. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh, joke, and everything else. So come on out and join us and have a great time, a great atmosphere. And rock it out.
And
we hope that we have a great time. And I hope that we can do some things and everything else. So God bless all of y'all. Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And don't forget, come out to the 20th Annual Gospel for Explode 2022 anniversary. That will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415. Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110 on Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. The program starts at 4 to 8:30 p.m. And we have vendor booths available. Vendor booths will be available for a great price. So come on out and get your vendor booths now. Now. They're going fast. Yes. And we have a free will offering. Yes, we do. And our theme was Walking in the Light of Jesus Christ. We have the Heavenly Angels Choir coming on out. We have Fat Boys, Family and Friends coming on out. We have Al Porter Jr. and so many, many more groups and solos will be out here too. Yes, and the kitchen will be open to sell dinners to the public. We need all your help and support and guidance to make this a great event if intervals are available. And if you want to be in this show, if you want to be in this great show, you can call Dontez Taylor at 216-270-2019. Dontez Taylor, 216-270-2019. 2019. We need all your help. We need all your support. We need all your guidance to make this a great show and a great atmosphere and everything else. This day and every day. And all buses and cars are invited. This is the only thing I know that's going on August 28th that I know of. So come on out. Come on out. Rock it. Rock the house and everything else. And see my, and I have a presentation going on too. So come on out and join us at this great event. This is the biggest event in the city of Cleveland. Oh,
thank you. And I'm letting you know that and September 4th for Art McCoy, the request, Cowboy and Monica, the rear burn-off will be September 4th, 2022, 1 to 6 p.m. Have an excellent evening.
I can't be there on that day because that's the same day as Miss Watson's event, and she got a big group coming. She got a big group coming from out of town too.
No
and it's
problem.
Gonna be big. That gonna be big.
We can't make it to everything. All right.
So we can't.
Thank you, brother.
I can't make it to everything.
But
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
But it was already scheduled before they even said the 4th of August. So thank you.
September. Thank you. Peace.
Bye-bye.
And what we'll do is I have two phone callers coming up on this hour. We'll do our best. This one had their hand. They say they wanted to speak. Let's go to 216-424. 216-424, how you doing?
Wow. I heard some phenomenal people today. Oh, my God. Especially that song, man. It was really getting it, man. Major Taps is in the building. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Black man, number one. Dante, man, putting out this event, man. It's just wow. I love when I hear great people. Well, I'm the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., as y'all all know. August the 27th, we have a party coming up. For the community, to give back to the community. It's a free thing. Last event, we was charged. Yeah, free. It's free. And we're going to feed you that day. And it's all free. You just come through the door and have a good time. It will be a few special performances, but really, this is more so of a party. We're trying to give back to our community. Our community throughout the years have been so great and grateful to Black House Sound, accept us through so many doors from the West Side to Little Italy. Oh, my God, man. We've been everywhere. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we've been everywhere.
We really have.
And so here's something free. And if people don't have nothing that's going on that evening, that's a Saturday, the time will be 12 to 4, once again, 12 to 4. And the address, I will follow up this week. You can go online. I'm pretty sure the address is up on the Black House Sound Hip Hop mic thing. So I'm pretty sure it's there. And other than that, I will make sure more literature digitally will get over the internet for that event. If you a baby mother or you a grandmother that have children and they want to go do something and have fun and engage, this is the place to bring them this particular day. It will be an event with no alcohol, no drugs, none of that. Parking in the back is two parking lots. You won't worry about your car getting towed. And just right there on Euclid, in between 79th and 55th. Real soon, I will have all additional information.
You're talking about 6815 Euclid Avenue?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Blackout Sound stepping it up for the people of Cleveland. We ain't in, these rant holes in the wall type spots no more. Now we're going to places that's state of the art. So, once again, if you want to come out that day, we'd be sure to have you. Bring your children. Bring yourself.
Bring your children.
Also, just bring a state of mind that just want to enjoy and have an open mind. And if you're willing to do that, we will have a wonderful, wonderful evening, August the 27th. That will be a Saturday between 12 to 4. Bring your children. Thank you. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Thank you so much. We've been so respectful to people on the phone line. Let's go to the last phone caller that we have, which I'm looking at this long distance. So with that being said, 601 area code with a 513. We're giving you about 4 to 5 minutes. Go ahead, area code 601. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Brother Al? How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. Talk to us. I know who it is, but everybody needs to know who you are.
I'm going to be very short and very sweet. Blandingham, Michael D. for president for 2020. When I did it before, and I'm running for as an independent in 2024. The people's candidate for the people's justice. All I ask for those to look up LandinghamCase.com. Like landing the plane and going half for America. Then Google Landingham versus Department of Justice. $2 billion lawsuit for the Justice Department for lying and trying to cover up on the threat from Donald Trump threatening my life 13 days after I announced my run for president for 2020. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Donald Trump threatened my life. And as we see with what happened on January 6th and everything happened before and after, this happened to me before the Ukraine call of the first impeachment. Why isn't our government stepping up to do what is right? Forget that I'm black. That's the reason why y'all never heard of me. I'm black and it's happening to me. But I promise you, America, that justice is coming.
Yes.
I put my lawsuit in here in Cleveland. And I ask for y'all support and to share. I don't need your money. I need y'all to share. And that's what I've got to say. Stay blessed and wear your mask and wash your hands.
You know something? I appreciate you so much. And I like what was just said. Support by sharing. The man's name says it all. Presidential candidate. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. My thing is this. I appreciate you all who called in. Now I can go through the little stuff that I talk about at the beginning of the program. You can catch the Common Sense Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. There's on the internet side. You can go to the webpage at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com. Tomorrow, it's the legend of R-U-M, a.k.a. O.G. Merck. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. For if you're looking for work, templabor.org. That's www.templabor.org. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, with nothing but Cleveland artists. Twitter page, Al Porter Jr. 1. Thank you all for being a part of this. The Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, we'll have this program uploaded, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, look up the episodes of Al Porter, Man in the Street. I thank you very much for tuning in. Creator bless you. Let's see each other at some of these events. And thank you all for making this show possible by phoning in, giving out information. Let's move forward together. Peace.